being here, man. Holidays, weekends. Trying to take over.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best fans in DMV.
Live on the Sunday. Live on a Sunday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir, he's back. Now, I know y'all wondering why I had to change the intro, because you know the intro was dope, but they keep giving me copyright strikes for the song on the intro, and just to stay away from it, I just kept it safe. I had to give y'all the short intro, so now I'm working on a new one, so that's what the answer is. But anyway, excuse me, welcome back to another episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. And listen, man, I need y'all to understand one thing. I need y'all to hit the like button. And you probably wondering why you need to hit the like button. For a corny ninja with a gray shirt on who started his podcast off with shades on. Because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. This is the coolest, the coldest, the dopest, most entertaining fitness podcast out. And listen, if you new, you hit the like button. If you returner, you hit the like button. Playback gang, you hit the like button. It don't matter who it is, y'all gotta hit the like button because this is great fitness content. You probably seen another fitness podcast trying to copy what we do. and you can't duplicate this right here. People could try to put their own spin on it, but this ain't the same. And listen, before I get in these comments, we got a lot of black people on the show because I am a black person, clearly. But white people, we have white people on the show. And of course, y'all are welcome here too. But listen, if y'all going to get on the show, understand that us black people have a certain type of sense of humor. So if I post a video where a girl was saying all you need is water and almonds in your fridge, it doesn't mean that she literally means only put water and almonds in your fridge. All these white people in my comments talking about, you have to have leafy greens and lean protein.
Nope.
Listen.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Clearly we know that. It's a joke. So listen, if y'all gonna come on these black fitness podcasts, I need y'all to understand that black people have a sense of humor. I need y'all to watch some black movies. Watch some black TV shows and watch some black fitness content creators, because y'all ain't about to come over here all confused in my comments talking that bullshit.
Nope.
We don't have time for that. And listen, man, with all that being said, let's get in these comments. We're going to get this episode started. We got a lot to talk about today. Wicked Scorpion, what's good, man? Dudes can't even run half a mile without running out of breath. They ain't beating no gorilla. We're going to talk about it today. It's SAG, what up? Jennifer, what up? Indian Dolly, what up? Tasha, what up? Mike Hawkins, happy Sunday. Yes, sir. What's up, Coach Pope Fitness. If you bought 4 Oreo shakes from Baskin Robbins and halfway done with the first before getting in the car, I don't recommend this podcast. Me neither. There's always that one idiot that fucks up the joking around. I mean, it's multiple people in my comments on that video I posted yesterday, like, yeah, you need to eat some fruits and vegetables, not almonds. Like, bro, Shorty was joking, bro. Like, oh, brother, keep those big backs, dad bod simps, and quarter ton heifers in check. You already know we doing that. Sucking at games, what up? Daniel Shannon, what up, man? Hey, listen. I'm going to keep it real with y'all, man. Fellas, we got to get in shape, man. And before y'all think y'all can go to amusement parks, participate in the fun, participate in excursions, you got to have a real talk with yourself, bro. Am I too big to get on this ride? And a lot of y'all big back ass fellas.
Nope.
Y'all lie to yourselves with y'all big dad bod belly.
Belly deli?
Big beer belly.
Belly deli?
And y'all end up like this. Let's check it out. This guy here trying to get on the water slide. ridiculous. This crap here, man. Sorry, my dumb ass kicked the camera.
Nope.
But anyway, fellas, what the hell is going on, man? Come on, bruh. Y'all gotta do better than this, bruh. And then people in the comments talking about, well, at least he's trying. Y'all soft as hell, man. Y'all are soft as hell, bruh. We gotta do better. It's getting crazy out here, man. This dude probably 400 pounds. And listen, when you get to that size, fellas, you can't do everything that the regular size people could do.
Nope.
You can't do everything that the people who wasn't big back calorie stacking.
Big back activity.
You can't do everything that they do. Fellas, y'all got to get it together, man. And listen, y'all be mad at the amusement parks for having weight limits and all this other shit. Well, clearly they need it. And I'm killing y'all on this episode. Let's keep this podcast going. And now, y'all, my internet ain't go out. I kicked the camera over. That was an accident. I paid my internet bill unlike y'all ninjas, since y'all want to roast.
Ninjas.
Y'all ninjas out here, just because y'all internet go out.
Ninjas.
Don't mean my internet goes out.
Ninjas.
I was just running, not running, but trying to hustle back and kick the camera over like an idiot. Crazy, man. But yeah, man. Hey, let's keep it going. What we got next, man? We got, oh, man. Hey, listen, dad bods. Waist trainers. Listen, y'all, listen, bro. Fellas, we got to put the waist trainers away, man. Leave some shit to the ladies. I keep telling y'all, but this right here ain't just no regular waist trainer. If you're going to sit here and record a selfie video of yourself, it don't need to look like this.
Oh, bro.
Let's check it out.
This guy
stinks. Before I go, let me tell y'all right now.
No Diddy, you know?
No Diddy alert. This is probably the most no Diddy video we done had this year.
No Diddy, you know?
Let's check it out.
Rashida got me on this waist trainer crap, told me my stomach fat. But I'm trying to get my miles up. And my chest is muscles. Don't think these are titties, they are rocks. Don't get.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
guys, at this point, this is embarrassing, bro. It's embarrassing to be an American male, and it's embarrassing to be an American black male.
Nope.
And ladies, ladies, y'all encourage this soft shit too. He got his girl in the back.
Nope.
And she the one who told him to put it on. Then going to sit here and say that his chest is rocks.
Nope.
Brother, that's we know breasts when we see them. Brother, we know man boobs when we see them. This is crazy. Let's look at it again.
Rashida got me on this waist trainer crap, talking about my stomach fat. But I'm trying to get my miles up. And my chest.
And she just in the back laughing, thinking it's so funny.
It's muscles. Don't think these are titties. They are rocks. Don't get.
Brother, you got man boobs.
Nope.
Man. Guys, look, we got seriously, man. Look at what you're doing to grow the waistline.
Nope.
Look at what you're doing to develop the belly.
Belly, belly.
Stop trying to find hacks and tricks to get rid of that shit, bruh. It's like the more women do some shit, now the men want to do it.
No diddy, you know.
The women want to come up with all these shortcuts. Now the men want to come up with shapewear and shortcuts and shit.
No diddy, you know.
It's getting crazy out here, guys. No type of testosterone, no masculinity.
Nope.
Y'all just want to walk around.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
Come on, man. Pause.
First of all, pause.
Yo, that's passive.
Let's get in these comments, man, because I know y'all cooking his ass. Those are the type of men that think they can fight a gorilla, but they shape like an orangutan. Man, y'all, my ninjas don't pay y'all internet bill, man. Trying to put that on me, man. Get out of here with that shit, man. Dude's so big, he fucked up C. Marty Fit internet. I'm so mad at myself for kicking the damn camera, bro. And before they make a debate on 1,000 men versus one bull elephant. Oh, man. How his fat ass knock out C. Marty Fit Wi-Fi? What the hell? That is breast, not chest. It's definitely all, it man got a full rack of breasts. Dude really put that motherfucker on. He built like one of them studs that takes off their shirt to pose with the bruhs. Oh my God.
Let him cook.
Listen, man, the studs got to get it together. Hold on, y'all. The studs got to get it together, man. Studs, y'all got to get y'all body right too, because we talked about the studs last episode. Studs might be getting the episode soon. All right. That's a whole nother topic. Hold up. That's Kirk from Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. What the hell is he wearing that for? I'm not sure. And we don't care.
We do not care.
There's no excuse for that. That dude has sugar in his ass. Brother, you're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
No diddy, you know.
You're out of here, bro. Yeah, that was crazy. Racks. Rocks. Yeah, okay. Rashida done played Kirk, probably from all them times he stepped out. Maybe, I don't know. Jazziana, what up? Why he taking advice from Rashida? It's unclear. The shapewear blew me. Good question. Well, Nikki Harris, what up? And we got more men's shapewear. Fellas. We got one guy reacting to it. I need to do some reactions to some of this shapewear because it's getting out of hand.
Paper slim. Say goodbye to those love handles and say hello to sleek fit look. Instantly sculpts and shapes your whole body. Plus, you can wear it under your shirt.
It looks like a regular tank, but it's designed to sculpt your belly and strengthen your chest, back, and abdominal muscles.
Sucks you in, and it really
sucks you in. That's crazy.
No diddy, you know.
It gives you a very slim figure.
If you don't like it, you get your money back. Get yours now. Buy one.
I ain't gonna hold you, fam. The feminization of men in 2025 is at an all-time fucking.
He's spitting facts already.
High. Who the fuck invented bodysuits for men? Instead of investing your hard-earned money into a fucking men's bodysuit, how about you educate yourself? on how you can lose the stomach, how you can lose the love handles sustainably. How about you educate yourself or invest in yourself to get the knowledge and the skills that you need to lose your big ass stomach and keep it off for the rest of your life? Now, if you need help with the real strategy that's going to help you do all the...
And we got it. No free promo here, but shout out to this brother here, man. Like I said, and the thing about it, guys, the thing about it is men going to research all types of shit. Men going to get in a LeBron, Michael Jordan debate and start researching stats. Men going to get on a which dating app is the best to find women. Men going to get on all types of shit and do research, but won't research how to lose that belly. Men do all of that and don't research how to reverse them bad habits. It's getting crazy, fellas. Y'all on Twitter all day. Y'all researching podcasts to talk about women and make you feel better about not getting none.
Nope.
Y'all researching how can 100 men beat a gorilla.
Nope.
You can't beat a gorilla.
Nope.
It doesn't matter if you're strong or in shape.
Nope.
But you won't research how to get in shape, and you're going to sit there and research some damn shapewear to cover up your belly.
Belly, belly?
Like a damn female.
No diddy, you know?
I'm sorry. All this dad bod shit got y'all fucked up. Real talk. That's why we got the lowest testosterone levels ever. And then you participate in all these big back activities.
Big back activity.
And sit here and wonder why your testosterone level's dropping. You sitting here drinking all of that beer, fried foods. You drinking sugary ass sodas. And wondering why your testosterone is dropping. You at the drive thru every week.
It's barbecue in there.
It's Wendy's.
And wondering why your testosterone is dropping. And they want to get a damn waist trainer to cover that shit up. You and your wife got the same waist trainer. You and your daughter got the same waist trainer. And you think that shit is cool. You think it's just because of aging. Well, you ain't 50 years old yet. You don't know.
Nope.
You know how many 50-year-old men is not built like that?
What?
So, fellas, cut the bullshit. All right? That's full heavyweight.
That's not slim thick, baby. That's full heavyweight.
And you build like the women with the thick thighs.
Them thick-ass ankles and them thick-ass wrists. You can tell who's going to have big mama arms early.
Fellas, y'all got to get it together, man. You know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. And let's get these comments and keep this episode going. Marco. Yeah, Sucks You In was crazy.
First of all,
yo, that's past the course, man.
Is this going to be a podcast filled with Rainbow Warriors? Not really. Not really. Just those two. But it had to be addressed, so sorry about that, bro. All fun and games until it failed mid-date. Listen, bro. Go ahead and put that on. Never mind. I can't go there. What the hell? I'm done, bro. What the fuck? What's wrong with these ninjas nowadays, bro? Is this going to be a podcast? Yo, I'm not reading that comment. Come on, bro. White people took an L with that suit. They did. And they said,
how dare you?
When you challenged them on it. He ain't lying. That is trying to bitch ass. I don't know. Bitch ass men at an all time high. Well, yeah, that for sure. And they could shut their bitch ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
And they could shut up.
Shut up, bitch.
And they get a smack. More women for dudes like me.
Got him. Got him.
Living on easy mode out here. No comment. If you are a low testosterone dude who wears shapewear that sucks everything in, don't watch the podcast. Coach Poe finished. These type of dudes will go all out debating on MJ versus LeBron, but don't put that same energy towards not being some bitch ass niggas.
Well, ain't no way, boy.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Maybe if you ain't put that energy Well, maybe if you put that energy towards not being a bitch ass ninja, you wouldn't be a bitch ass ninja.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
The world is trying to bitch ass men. Oh, yeah. It's at an all time high. Absolutely. Good time. What up, man? Ain't no way a bunch of dudes beating a gorilla. That's a death sentence. If you're going to challenge a gorilla, make sure you have a gun, machete, or a shank, and you still get beat. Now, look. And that's what I'm. Nobody said we can't bring weapons. Nobody said we can't bring gadgets. I'm just saying. Yeah, but see, dudes don't strategize. That's what's crazy. And that's the thing. Hold up. Real quick, off topic, not fitness related. But America always wants America to fail.
Nope.
And black people always want black people to fail.
Nope.
We always against each other. Y'all can't beat no gorilla. Why y'all want the human race to lose so bad? Why y'all can't come up with a strategy? If we all bring a machete, if we all bring a sledgehammer or some shit, we probably spanking a gorilla. But anyway, that's a whole nother topic for another day. What up, Joe Thomas? They built like Rikishi. Second time you start earlier than normal, you must want to fight, bro. My bad, bro. You right, bro. My bad. My bad. Just know the early starts ain't planned. You know, it's just like a spur of the moment. Like, let me start early today, man. That surprise episode yesterday was lit. I learned a lot. Oh, yeah. Thank you, bro. Go watch that episode about men's health and alcohol yesterday with Clifford Steffen. You know, I have white people on the show too, if you didn't know.
How dare you?
LeBron versus retirement. Oh, man. Oh, God. Here we go. But anyway, hey, make sure you hit the like button. We killing y'all on this episode. All right, we got this girl. She says sometimes she wishes she was 115 pounds. Let's check it out. Sometimes I wish I was 5'4" and 115 pounds. Let's see where this is going. Oh, wait. Let's check it out. Where's this going? Let's see. Never mind. 5'10 and 250 pounds and proud. Thick life, fatty, no thigh gap.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Listen, ladies. Y'all sitting here celebrating obesity. A man or a woman at 250 pounds is obese, and it's not a debate.
Nope.
It is not a debate. And the thing about it is, ladies, y'all sit here and say shit like no thigh gap.
Nope.
To make it seem like your thighs rubbing together is sexy or something.
Nope.
It can be sexy, but at 5'10", 250, that's not sexy. That's no discipline. Eating whatever the fuck you want. Lazy. No level of consistency, and you sitting here trying to make it sexy.
Nope.
Now, it's a dude that's going to bust you down. It's a dude that's going to sleep with you. But if you are setting a low standard for yourself, 9 times out of 10, that dude got low standards for his women. What is wrong with y'all, man? It's like everything that is not acceptable is acceptable now. And she got so much support in the comments. Oh, you're right, girl. I'm 5'5", 250. I'm 5'3", 250.
Nope.
That's the world we live in. And women, I'm sorry to get on y'all, but it's the truth. Y'all be so insecure about your fitness journey that you listen to a woman like this and she throw you off.
Big back activity.
You right back out doing big back activity.
Big back activity.
You right back out drinking, smoking, eating whatever you want, talking to dusty fat ninjas because they simping on you. Ladies, y'all got to be smarter than that. But this right here is ridiculous. And look, I'm talking about white people, so don't come in here talking about I hate black women. We on the white people today too. We talk about everybody on here, all right? But y'all got it. America's cooked at this point. It's every man for himself, every woman for herself. It is cooked. It's getting ridiculous. She look like she play O-line for the Philadelphia Eagles. She built like American Dad. She built like Johnny Bravo. She looked like she big up top. no bottom, no lower half, no lower body. Where we at in these comments, man? Shaking my head. That beluga whale beached herself.
Let him cook.
Z said the hand on the tummy. You know they covering up that tummy because it's a lot of belly there.
Belly deli?
Holding the belly and proud is crazy work.
Belly deli?
She the gorilla. Oh, we smoking her.
Nope.
You know there's a ninja looking at her like.
God damn.
And her DM gassing her up.
God damn.
Speaking of that, I got something for that. I got we'll see how much time we got at the end of the show. Ninjas gassing up fat joints. I got something for that. We might have to save it for Wednesday though. Spider Mo, I thought you were supposed to be on Shelly Watch. Oh shit. Here we go. She do wish she was smaller. She lying. That's why she makes the video. She wouldn't have said it if it wasn't true. A lot of these people are projecting. They are projecting. She know damn well she wish she was smaller. And now you throwing shade to women that's 5'4", 115 pounds catching strays. They ain't do nothing to you. Team Chuck, what's good, bro? 250 is ridiculous. I'm so tired of this weird body positivity crap. Why all these? Oh, what? Why are these zinc discs can't lift them? Build always holding their stomach like they're pregnant. Unclear. 100 men versus her as the gorilla, but all for the wrong reasons. You're out of here, buddy.
Strike three, you're out.
You're out of here. You're out of here. You're an inspiration to all of us. We aspire to be big, unhealthy, and riddled with diseases. Thank you for inspiring us, jackass. Exactly. When is she due? She built like a Caucasian torta. Oh, man. Fifth round draft pick. She got drafted with Shador. Let a fit woman do that with a fit body. They will drag her.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Make it make sense. America's cook because all we do is cook.
Let him cook.
I know a few men who would. Me too. I already told y'all, them D1 football and basketball players. Depending what school you at, some of them do not care.
We do not care.
How old that woman? She too young to be that fat? I thought she was a child. You know, hybrid NFL linebacker safeties at least 230 and they 6'2". Shit is crazy. That's a big ass back.
Big back activity.
American Dad singing Good Morning USA. I have a feeling it's gonna be a wonderful day, built ass. She built like a DB. God damn.
God damn.
Put it in perspective, she weighs as much as Derrick Henry.
Damn.
Especially football. Yeah, Tampa Nigerian queen. That's crazy, man.
Strike three, you're up.
chill on the football players. Look like a baby shower need to be thrown. Hey, I'm killing y'all today, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Okay, y'all answer in the comments. How many calories do y'all think this is? Let's check it out.
Tadai is the skinniest person I know. Water.
Stop the cap.
That ain't no damn water.
Spring water.
I don't think that's water either.
Stop the cap.
Deep dish pizza.
Deep dish pizza. That right there alone is probably 400 to 500 calories. Just that little cut of deep dish pizza.
Hot honey pizza.
Another pizza, that's another 1,000 calories, so we have 1,500.
Mozzarella triangle.
Mozzarella triangle, what's that, three of them? Plus the sauce, that's another 1,500. We had 3K.
Cheese bread.
Cheesy bread, that's another 2K. We have 5K.
Buffalo wings.
That's crazy.
Bruschetta. Italian balls.
I can't count that high.
carb-free pasta.
And pasta? Oh, yeah. She approaching 8-9K.
D.
Oh, she got a salad, so it's healthy.
Fries.
French fries? Oh, she's cooking.
Italian beef sandwich.
Italian beef sandwich? Hey, yo.
No diddy, you know.
Cookie.
And a cookie? She got dessert, too?
Tiramisu.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Now, this is the thing, man. This is the thing. Every time I make a post telling people to do better, telling people to improve their lifestyle, improve their health, what's the first thing people say? You don't know she has a problem.
Nope.
You don't know she can't control her weight.
Nope.
You don't know what she's going through.
Nope.
I do know what she's going through. She just went through 8 plates. Y'all always have all these excuses, but y'all never want to blame food. And literally, we got content creators showing us how they eat on the regular. They showing us what they do. But I'm the bad guy for pointing this shit out. It's getting crazy. And ladies, that shit is not cute.
Nope.
That shit is very unattractive.
Nope.
And I know you ain't clean and you ain't taking care of yourself well. Let me stop. Let me keep it fitness. But if y'all put that energy into losing some weight, put that energy into eating better, put that energy into burning more calories, increasing your metabolism, increasing your RMR, resting metabolic rate, maybe we wouldn't be the biggest backers. And maybe we wouldn't have the biggest women in the world. Come on, man. Ladies, y'all got to do better. That shit ain't ladylike. Being and ladies, on average, y'all are bigger than a man.
Nope.
Let me take that back. A certain community is. I'm not going to say what race.
I'm not going to say what race.
Let me take that back. I got to get my stats back. But a lot of women are bigger than men at their height. It's the truth. Shame on y'all. It's absolutely controllable. And y'all got to stop labeling that shit as sexy. Y'all got to stop blaming things. Y'all going to get mad at me, ladies, but I really don't give a fuck. Y'all got to stop blaming things that women have been going through forever for being as big as a house. Ladies, y'all ladies sitting here blaming periods, menopause, y'all blaming PCOS, y'all blaming, what's another one they be blaming? Whatever the fuck. Women been going through that for centuries, decades, and was never 300, 400 pounds. Never. So y'all got to cut that shit out and really evaluate what are you putting in your body. Because that's straight bullshit, ladies. 10K calories is insane, and I'm cooking y'all today.
Let him cook.
And you know I'm going to tell the truth.
Let him cook now. Let him
cook. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. I got too many damn buttons. I'm 0 for 2. Y'all see me mess up twice today. Where we at in these comments, man? 37.85. It was more than that. That pizza looked good. Tampa, Nigerian Queen.
Strike three, you're out.
You're out of here. 10K calories in one setting. Damn shame. Definitely a damn shame.
Nope.
76.80. See, there you go, Jabari. I'm guessing 3,000 to 6,000 minimum, and she probably got up to 8,000 plus sodium. Yeah. She going to drop of a heart attack right at the table. KG, what's going on? I feel like she just took 3 bites of everything. I wouldn't be surprised if she finished it, though. We mean she finished it in 3 bites? I think so. I feel like I'm getting big watching her. Me too. I'm going on. Did he say 60,000 calories? That 60,000 is crazy.
Strike three, you're out.
Final one was 1542 in one dish, probably. Ain't no way she eating all that. 18,940 calories is crazy. Why is she playing that Super Mario Bro, that Super Mario Bros theme music in the background? It's so disrespectful. Facts. Big Mama arms. Definitely got the Big Mama
arms. Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. Definitely you can tell who's gonna have Big Mama arms early.
10K. The amount of calories a space marine need. She'll be one of those joints talking about how she won't date a man who takes her to chain restaurants. That shit was crazy. If you wasn't on that episode, I got to bring that video back. That was crazy. Arms give cookout for sure. Definitely the cookout arms.
It's barbecue in there.
I stopped counting. Even if she ain't eating it, all that's 5,000 calories at least. I think she was at 5,000. On the third dish. She was at 5,000 on the second pizza. Watching that got my stomach bubbling. Yeah, all that cheese, that's enough calories for 3 weeks to a month. I know she smelled crazy. She's a human garbage disposal. That's crazy. Mozzarella sticks and cheesy bread. How is she going to get up from that booth? And she boofing. They say thick, not fat.
Nope.
Ladies, y'all call anything thick nowadays. That shit is that's crazy. One of the big backs I work with in the process of unbigging her back. Oh, good shit. Send her the podcast. The diet don't work for her the same. Makes sense now because them calories are through the roof. Facts. Women like that set the standard on how these ninjas are going to treat them. The whole nother topic for another day. Women squeeze into clothes that don't fit. So they perpetuate being thick. Once the fit come off, that fat spilleth over. It was a pizza party at work last Friday. She ate more than the whole staff. Is she trying to be a mukbanger? I think so. Those calories are over 9,000. Y'all guessing her calories like this is the price is right, the retail price for the 8-course Italian meal. Man, listen, bro. Shit crazy. Ninjas gotta post her calorie numbers like they bidding at an auction. Facts.
Shut up!
She need to shut up. Chunk funk and food smell. Jenny, what up? Built like a bowling ball talking about, oh, I'm thick. They call everything thick except their cholesterol.
Let him cook!
The diet don't work for her the same. Of course not.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Social security number as calories. See, Marty wants some of her cheese rolls secretly. Yeah, you're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
That's three strikes. I'm going to have to ban you again. I did ban you that one day. I ain't mean to, but I might have to ban you again. No veggies at all. How do you even shit after that? She don't shit. That shit just sit all in her stomach.
Belly, belly.
Jenny's people taking an L. Yeah, Jenny people taking an L so far, man. Hey, killing y'all today, man. Hey, listen, man. All this dad bod talk. The girls get on internet and tell y'all they don't like dad bods, fellas. And I'm about to prove it to y'all. Let's check it out. Hey, and make sure y'all hit the like button, too. This is the best fitness podcast out there. It's the coolest, the coldest, the dopest. Let's check out the girls don't want a dad bod.
There's nothing that a big nigga can do for me. I like mine fine and slim, so they hate on him. I don't need no huffing and puffing when we get to hunching. I need mine to come with stamina. Stamina.
Oh, wow.
I don't want no man who titties is bigger than mine. And don't give me...
Imagine if a male made this version of not wanting a big girl.
Wrong. There are plenty...
Let me know in the comments if y'all want me to do it.
...of women that like big niggas, but I am not one of them. I'll never be one of them.
Okay.
I need your big ass to get up in that motherfucking gym.
Okay.
And don't you dare come to me slim and then get big, because I will leave your ass.
But when I say that, when I said that, I'm the bad guy.
I never played them fucking games, because men love to say that shit all the time. They love to get with you when you small and then dip on your ass when you big. Guess what? I'm doing the same, you big greasy bitch.
If I get online and call a woman a big greasy bitch, they calling the cops. I never will do that, but I'm just pointing out the double standard.
You smell like McChickens, bitch. I'm not doing it. What if you roll over on me on the fucking bed? I'm not damn doing it.
Hey, shout out to her. Listen, fellas, I keep trying to tell y'all, when girls tell y'all they like the dad bod.
Got him. Got him.
This is how they really feel. I'm just saying. Listen, get in shape. Get in shape. They really want to fit, dude. They not going to tell y'all that, man. Let's get in these comments, man. Y'all funny as shit in the comments. Z with the eyes, stamina, and knowing what to do. You can have all the stamina you want, but if you don't, all right, guys. Guys, come on, y'all. Is she a semi-big back herself? I don't think so. I don't think she's a big back. I don't think so. She going in, facts. Who hurt her? Probably a fat ninja.
Nope.
She from Capitol Heights. She needs a therapist. Why do you say she need a therapist? Because she want to fit, dude? Oh, man. She definitely preaching. Smell like musty fat. Nah, I ain't kicking her out, Jenny. She's speaking facts. I'm with her. She on the edge herself. Look underneath that chin. You got a point. She probably could lose a couple, drop a couple. She don't seem that small herself yet. But even the out of shape joints want to fit ninja. A big ninja ate her chicken tenders and dipped on her. I think that's what happened. A big female insulted me once. I almost said something unethical. You should have said it. Leave my city alone. I like my man with abs. Okay, this is the first time I agree with your ass, Tampa, Nigerian queen. You can tell she was in one of those classes with four other students and three teachers and got out of school 30 minutes before everybody else. Both of her eyes face outward. Yeah, you gotta go, man. That's crazy.
Strike three, you're out.
That's crazy, bro. Hey, at least she honest. Her delivery was a little over the top. Damn, Marty, you started early. Yeah, I started early today, man. Sorry, Sean Moore. Seth already got on me about it, man. Sorry, y'all. She could stand and lose some weight, though. Y'all funny as hell talking about some Capitol Heights. You always agree with me.
Nope. Boy, if you don't...
That's a damn lie. I crack fit girls and fat ones. The big ones have low stamina, too. The coochie is lazy. Hey, KG, no comment. Tampa and C. Marty sitting in the tree. What are you talking about, bro? Why did you start early, though, Marty? Hey, man, just listen. The week is crazy, so I had to get it out the way, man. Yeah, KG's out of here for sure, man.
Strike three, you're out.
KG, funny as shit. Yeah, KG got to go. Yeah. Everybody going to jail tonight. All right, man, let's check out Six Pack versus Dad Bod. KG, you need to leave. They ask these girls, does she want a six pack versus dad bod? Let's check it out, man.
Pack or dad bod?
Dad bod.
Definitely a six pack.
So 3 years ago, six pack, but now dad bod.
Definitely a six pack.
I'll go with the six pack. In my opinion, okay. It kind of reflects like training and discipline. I don't think you have to have a six pack.
Dad bod.
Stop the cap.
We're going to have to go with dad bod, but he can't have too much of a gut. If he has too much of a tummy, then I'm going to have to pass.
So you want a fit bod?
Yes, so definitely dad bod, but fit dad. We like fit dads over here.
Oh, man. Listen, shout out to the girls that said fit bod. And the girls who said dad bod, straight up lying.
Stop the cap.
I'm about to show you why right here. And pause no diddy on this video.
No diddy, you know?
Watch these girls' reactions to a fit bod walking through. Let's check it out. 1 second. Here we go. I had to turn the music off. Oh, start over. Watch the faces. So look at her. Look at the white girl. She loving it. The black girl and the white girl right here loving it. Black girl left. Well, we don't know. She might be mixed. She might got mixed emotions. We don't know what she is. But she liking it. Asian persuasion liking it. Another white girl liking it. Every race is loving it. Another Asian persuasion and white girl over there. The white girl over there, she taking a video. They loving it. They all looking at him like they love it. Now, you saw the reactions. Now tell me, when you ever seen women react like that to a dad bod? You tell me when you ever seen women react like that to a dad bod. The answer is never. You might have a couple outliers, a couple weirdos. There's always going to be an exception to the rule. But let's keep it 100, y'all. That shit is not real. Fit always wins. So, fellas, y'all, like I always tell y'all, sitting here looking for excuses to be lazy, to not be on your grind, not be on your shit, not do the research, figure out how to get in shape. You don't want to pay C. Marty Fit, but you want to pay for bottles at the club. Hold up. I'm about to cook. You don't want to pay C. Marty Fit, but you want to pay for trips to Colombia and Dominican Republic. We not going there. All right, you want to pay for all this other shit, taking out joints that don't even fuck with you like that? You taking her out, you trying to get some cheeks, but she's smashing a personal trainer. She's smashing a ninja that don't care about her. And you got money for that, but you don't want to get in shape. Fellas, I'm cooking y'all today. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. Just give me comments. Dumb, Marco. Where we at in the comments? Y'all crazy. At some point, we got to talk about fat, lazy coochie, though. That's crazy. You can't even do your big one because she got weak PC muscles and be talking about how she got to go to the bathroom halfway through. Brother, that sounds a little too specific. I don't know what you went through. I don't think I could bring that up as an actual topic on the show. They going to cook me. I'm going to get canceled. Shut your lying asses up.
Stop the cap.
What they think is a dad bod is probably a linebacker or a strong man. Absolutely. All them chicks mid. They were mid. They definitely were mid. Everyone who says dad bod is straight capping. Shut the fuck up. No such thing as a fit dad bod.
Stop the cap.
They ain't lying. Women like it for some reason. Like what? Like what for some reason? What, a dad bod? Okay. Real life examples say otherwise, but they want a beer belly until he eats all their food in the fridge.
Nope.
They ready to risk it all for homie as soon as the shirt came off. Yep. So they at the gym, but like dad bods, lie for no reason.
Stop the cap.
Dude looks like a Timu, Michael B. Jordan. False.
No diddy, you know.
Some women want a dad bod so they don't have to be in shape, shaking my head, just a blind leading a blind bars. They don't want to hold themselves accountable. They don't want to go to the gym. They don't want somebody holding them to a higher standard. So that's why they'd be like, yeah, I'll get the dad bod. But they double tapping the personal trainers. Pictures. Imagine a dad bod doing the same thing, boy. Ain't no way, boy. Absolutely.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Late live playback gang, Abdullah Jewel was good. Women say one thing and will smash another.
Let him cook.
Uh-oh. They like dad bods like they like paying for the date. Right. Right. I bring my own money to the date. Okay, split the date. Then it's a problem. They in the group chat. Guess what this ninja did? This ninja made me pay 50. You said you brought your own bread to the date. Same shit. Ladies, why y'all do that? He did look like sassy. He did look like sassy Killmonger. Like he wants to be king, but also wants to go 50-50. All the trainers had to do was take the shirt off and cheeks are his. Oh, wow. That's crazy. That's crazy, Mike. That's crazy. That's Mike, you're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
That's crazy. A good amount of women did tell me they preferred me when I had the Hennessy belly, but they was all toxic, Benner Road and Green Line joints. Spider-Man was out here, Hennessy Henry. Spider-Mo was out here, Vodka Vincent. Bourbon Bob. Whiskey Walter. Must have gotten acne from the grease. Hey, yo. I don't want no gut clapping on me if we doing our thing. Nigerian Queen, you're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
That's crazy. A gut clapping on me is crazy. Them ones that be having a bunch of kids and get junk food on EBT. Be having the highest standards too. They want a dad bod because they don't want to get fit or compete for a man with a fit woman.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco.
Dad bods be offering me the bag. Well, they have to. They got to. That's all they got to offer you. Amsterdam Mo. I don't want no man huffing and puffing on me. Please get in the gym. I think fit girls prefer fit men, and out of shape chicks would rather have the dad bod because the fit ninja will challenge her. That's bars.
Let him cook.
And yeah, you slim down and still cracking big backs on Benning Road and over in Eastover. Yeah, bro.
Strike three, you're out.
You ain't gonna do Spider-Man like that. Them EBT joints got some mean fitness podcast. That bro.
Strike three, you're out.
Oh my God, bro. C. Marty got BBW in his search engine. Oh, yeah, you're out of here. Y'all keep trying to put that on me, man. I don't want his titty swinging in my face when he's on top. And no dad bods.
Dom DeMarco.
I think it's so the fit guys are out of the BBW league. Maybe. I don't know. All right, man. Listen, bro. All right. We got this, this 100 men versus one gorilla thing. So, you know, I had to do a post to it. Let's check it out. And we're going to talk about that before we get up out of here, man. If I can find it, where is that? Where am I post at? Hold up. Hold on. That's not it. Oh, here it is. I got it. Why is it popping up like this?
They talking about 100 men versus one gorilla. All right, that's cool. You know, some people think the gorilla going to win. Some people think the men going to win. This is my question. What type of men we sending to beat the gorilla?
Facts.
Because all men are not the same. The average man got the Homer Simpson build. We send 100 of them, we're getting cooked. But you give me a couple former athletes who keep it together. You give me a couple professional athletes. Give me a couple CrossFitters / power lifters. You give me some of the fittest, strongest CEOs and some of the top businesses out here so we can strategize. Now yes. We talking. But you getting Big Belly Bob. You getting Tequila Tom. Hennessy Henry.
That's Spider-Mo.
It's not going to work. Fellas, y'all got to get it together. That's why they think we can't beat the gorilla. Because y'all hanging out at the liquor store. Y'all at the gym. Y'all at Gold's Gym not talking about nothing. Talking the whole time. Not lifting a damn weight. Thinking it's cool. That's why we can't beat the gorilla. Fellas got to tighten up. You sending men who got to get money belly, but they ain't getting no money, but they getting belly. You trying to send ramen noodles Ray to beat the gorilla? We not beating the gorilla. You trying to send fried chicken Frank to beat the gorilla? We not beating the gorilla. You trying to send...
Bro, I couldn't help that. I was in the car cracking up making that video.
You trying to send Cheesecake Chase to beat the gorilla? We not beating the gorilla. Hey, it's 2025, fellas. You got enough resources to get your ass in shape. Fellas, if you need some help, shoot me a DM, and let's figure out how we could beat this gorilla. You know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go.
Oh, boss. Oh, boss. But, you know, obviously gorilla is way stronger than a human. It's not even close. But I think the only way we have a chance is, one, we got to bring weapons, and two, it got to be the top tier men physically. We might got to go to the prisons. The dudes at the prisons lifting weights all crazy, doing the crazy calisthenics. We might got to get them. We might got to get some of the professional athletes that are athletically gifted. You know, we got some top tier athletic people. That's the only way. But unfortunately, the majority of men don't fit in that category. So I do think the type of man that you send is important. And like I said, man, most men are built like Homer Simpson, real shit. Most men got super low testosterone. Most men are on track to have ED when they get a little older. It's crazy out here, man. So I'm just saying, y'all say what y'all want about the gorilla. The humans don't stand a chance against the gorilla. I disagree. I think 100 humans of the right ones can cook the gorilla. 100 men could cook the gorilla. That's just my opinion. Anyway, this is not a fitness podcast, not the hub. It definitely ain't the hub. Y'all trying to turn it into the hub, clearly. Cognac Coochie do hit different. See Marty trying to front and mix company like he don't know. Brother, you're for sure out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
And you're in timeout. That's insane. Look at you typing Glorilla. You're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Gorilla gonna win either way. Stop hating. A couple gorillas and golds. Spider-Mo's forever now. Hennessy Henry. I seen Michael Hawkins holding hands with the thumbnail shorty at Kumbu Cookie.
Nope.
The beer belly can win still, but over half are going down before the gorilla tire out due to lower stamina. Good point. Ramen Noodles Ray is crazy. Fried Chicken Frank. Arnold Schwarzenegger and seven other commandos couldn't beat the Predator, so how the fuck 100 Big Back Bobs going to beat a gorilla? When did you cut your braids? I cut them like 2 weeks ago. When I lost weight, my family asked if I was sick or on drugs. A lot of my people seriously don't know better. They look at weight loss like there's something wrong. And they look at it like you trying to be white. More like you just want some weirdo shit. Like, come on. It's really sad. It's really sad. A bunch of dudes built like Pillsbury Doughboys ain't taking on the gorilla. At all. The gorilla sending the first 20 bambas upstairs. Moet Mo. Plus, the gorilla's going to want to run away after a while, not keep fighting like he's King Kong. That's facts. Gorilla wins. No explanation. Just gorilla wins.
Nope.
No type of, you know, no analysis, no predictions, just gorilla wins.
Nope.
Dudes are getting ED because they're eating poorly and not working out. Absolutely. Cheeseburger Charlie, Pizza Patrick, Fast Food Fred. Four Ninja Turtles can't beat the Shredder, so how the hell 100 ninjas going to beat a gorilla? That's a good point. Facts. My people thought something was wrong with me when I finally started getting in shape. I almost swung on Mon Dukes when she asked where my ass went. Oh, bro. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa,
no diddy,
whoa,
you know?
You got to talk to moms. My mom already know not to ask you no shit like that. That's crazy. Trying to be white for losing weight. Never heard that ignorance before. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a thing, man. It's a thing. KG, I can relate. I know Brown Baldy can relate down in Alabama. Ramen Noodle Ray got 100 rounds. The gorilla gonna be beating people with people. That's facts. Tarzan got his ass beat by a gorilla. That's facts. Y'all bringing up valid points. Like all I'm saying is the right men with weapons could beat the gorilla. That's all I'm saying. Gorilla wins because of dense muscle mass, bite force, and sheer strength to beat a gorilla. have a weapon is a must. I agree. When I first started getting in shape, the folks thought I was on the coke. Yeah, black people are ignorant, man.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
I mean, for not to get off the fitness subject, I know some of y'all ninjas going to get mad. But yeah, for a race to complain that things are so unfair and we don't have a head start and this and that and yada, yada, yada. Look at the ignorance when ninjas try to better themselves.
Nope.
And elevate themselves and improve themselves.
Nope.
I'm just saying. That shit don't make no sense to me. Motherfuckers is cool with complaining and don't even want to do better. Tarzan has nothing on me, head ass. The sight of a gorilla with no catch, everybody running. I don't even know what you was trying to say there. That what happens when you're an idiot and you're brainwashed into thinking that you're supposed to be a negative stereotype. A gorilla can toss 200 pounds, 30 feet. Don't fight the gorilla or watch the podcast. Oh, there we go. The sight of a gorilla with no cage, everybody running. Yeah, no, you right. You right. That shit's scary. By myself, but if it's 100 motherfuckers there and I know we all fighting, I might see Vardy gonna get some licks in. It's like, nah, I'm pulling up. I gotta have at least a bat at the bare minimum. I gotta have a bat or something. Ain't no way. Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
That's true. We're the only ones who'll be crying like, all my life I had to fight, head ass. But the second you try to change your station in life, you meant situation, or maybe you meant station, I don't know. You're no longer invited to the cookout, and nobody want to be at that big back cookout.
It's barbecue in there.
I can beat the gorilla. All right. All right. Okay. Anyway. Who going to swing at the gorilla first? Sweat check. You going to need a sword. Definitely going to need a sword. See, Marty got that Ozempic for his braids. Them joints left overnight. You know, I did just pop up on here with no braids. I ain't say nothing. Next comparison be 100 dudes versus a polar bear. I think, ain't polar bears more dangerous than gorillas? I don't know. That's what I heard. Yeah. Anyway, another fire episode on the Less Budgets, More Crunches podcast. Sorry for them technical difficulties. Y'all ninjas thought my internet went out.
Nope.
And my dumb ass just kicked the camera over.
Nope.
And had to restart the computer. Damn, Unc.
Nope.
Unc, God, chill out.
Nope.
If a black girl is in good shape, ninjas say she only likes white men. The stigma against in-shape people in the black community is super deep.
Look at my African-American over here.
Nah, real shit, bro. Real shit. The black community's cooked, bro. It's cooked. It's only getting worse, too. Like, you really, if you're black and you're on top of your shit, you're going to have a rough time. You're going to stand out. You're going to be different from so many of your peers. It's unfortunate, but it's the truth. It's the truth. I'm just being honest. I was encouraged to stop exercising because I was getting too fit and muscular and that I needed to be thicker and have a bigger ass. He didn't stand a chance and left him alone. Yeah, you got to leave dudes like that. And you got to tell him,
shut up, bitch.
Polar bears are vicious. They actively attack humans. That's what I thought. Godzilla beat King Kong's ass singer, Godzilla. I think you got a typo there. For all people say men can't win, ain't you sitting in the air conditioning domicile? Ninja, we already beat nature. That's what I'm saying. The next challenge need to be 100 women versus one flat tire.
Nope.
Hell yeah. If it's black, fight back. If it's brown, lay down. If it's white, say goodnight. Hey, yo. Polar bears are more dangerous and more willing to fight and have greater stamina. If a tiger can't even take on a full-grown brown bear, there's no way dudes are taking on a polar bear. I hear that. That's polar bear is a different. That's a different beast. Let's see what we got. Where we at? Fire episode and Hennessy Henry is still in jail. Hit the like button. Our community think men concerned about eating healthy and exercising is a sign of being zesty.
Dom DeMarco.
No Diddy, you know?
They're going to call you No Diddy. Mike Hawkins took down Plenty of Gorillas. All right, guys. On that note, man, like I said, another fire episode of the Less Bunches, More Crunches podcast, man. Go ahead, follow my social media, C Marty Fit on Instagram, C Marty Fit on TikTok, right there at the bottom, C Marty Fit on X, C Marty Fit on YouTube. Subscribe to the page, share with a friend, Less Bunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And listen, man, this is the best fitness podcast out. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improve physically, mentally, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. We live again Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern. I might go early. Depending how the day go, I might go early. But, yeah, we'll be back on here Wednesday for sure. But somewhere between 8:30 and 9:30, I'll be on here. And appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Hit the like button. Catch y'all Wednesday. We out of here.